This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
You okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, really?
Why? What makes you say that?
What made me say that? Well, I was just thinking about you from an Exeter City point of view, but there's more to your life than Exeter City.
Not really, but yeah. Fair enough. No, I know what you're referring to. I'm okay because of the performance.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We didn't set any fireworks off. We didn't really cause them that many problems. But for 45 minutes in the first half, we went toe-to-toe with them. And then, you know, the following 35 again went toe-to-toe with them, although they looked by far the better side.
For anyone listening, I haven't got a fucking clue what we're going on about.
Yeah, but they do though, don't they? They do know what we're going.
They don't. Oh, they don't. Some people don't.
Well, look at the title of the pod.
Look at the title of the episode, we won't bother.
No, yeah, go on. Exeter played Middlesbrough in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup.
Is that the furthest Exeter have ever been?
Joint furthest. The last time I think was like, I don't know what year it was, 1980 something, so.
I loved being there. Bloody loved it.
It was a great atmosphere, wasn't it?
Oh, was
it? Great. What a great evening the fans made in the end. Because the little did you hold up your little bit of tinfoil?
Now that was embarrassing.
Why? what you holding it or just in general the display?
Basically everybody, when we got to our seats, there was like a red, what do you call it? I mean, it was sort of tinfoil.
Or
like a silver, and the crowd were told if you're in certain seats to hold up the red side. So just as the players walked out onto the pitch, we had to stand up. I felt like a performance.
Well, I saw what it looked like on your stand, and it looked all right, looked good. So
I'm not saying it didn't look good.
Yeah, I bet it's just not, yeah, you're not used to doing that kind of thing.
Well, I was looking at people around me, and they were sort of just shaking it as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they never said shake it.
You're too literal, David. I don't think it really matters what you do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I started shaking it. I forgot about that.
Ridiculous.
Well, did you hold one up?
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't one ounce of you that went, fucking hell, I'm holding up a bit of foil.
Yeah, of course. I think everybody thinks, bloody hell, what am I doing? But then you think of the great picture, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I did that, but you know, I just thought I'd, in case there are other people listening who were there who felt a little bit awkward doing it, I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I wasn't comfortable 100%. You know.
I like the idea of 8,000 people being uncomfortable.
Yeah, for a lot prolonged until we kicked off, pretty much from the minute they walked out till we kicked off. Everyone just being like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah.
And you know what went through my mind more than anything? I hope everybody else is doing it. It's not just me stood up with a
That's what I mean.
Bit of foil.
Why is everyone shaking it? What's that doing? Why are we shaking it? Just like hold it up.
Shimmer effect.
Oh, is that what it was?
I guess. I don't know. Right. Maybe people just instinctively stood. My first instinct wasn't to shake it. But again, people around me were like, okay, I'll shake it.
Why do we only do that for big nights.
It's a lot of preparation, isn't it? Also, during the day, it wouldn't work.
Well, I know it is. I know it. I sat there going, who the hell put all these out?
And then you've got, I think the group of, well, I don't know what they're called. Is that called Collective 20 or something like that? The group of fans that made. What did you think of the big banner that went across the
I love it. I want that every Saturday.
I think it'd lose its touch, wouldn't it, if you did it every Saturday? The history we make to, what was the quote? I can't remember what the quote was. The most important history is the history we make today. Was that it? I think that was it.
I don't know. It wasn't.
You didn't even look at it. So someone spent about 4 weeks painting this big long banner.
I genuinely didn't read it.
That's poor from even by your standards.
No, it wasn't poor. No, I just didn't. I don't know. It was all over. I don't know what I was doing.
Were you even there?
I was there. I was holding up my I was probably thinking about the Tim Foyle situation ahead of me.
Yeah, I could imagine you got that probably threw you off a little bit. Like, oh shit, okay, I've got to get this right. I could imagine you holding up the wrong side in a panic.
Yeah, oh, that was a bit of a... I kept looking at my seat. My seat red? Where's the white seats? What's... Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, the serial overthinker. The game.
Where were you? I couldn't find you.
I was like right behind the dugouts.
Yeah, I couldn't see a red jacket for love nor money.
Yeah, got myself a new... Well, I didn't get myself one. My brother bought me a new jacket for my birthday.
Why weren't you in the lounge?
Left it too late. So I was very lucky that my ticket was sourced by a lovely individual by the name of Gary Caldwell. Last minute, so...
What?
Essentially, my uni was cancelled this week for reasons
What's going on with you and Gary?
What do you mean? Basically, I had exhausted all my options, and I thought, he's my only hope, in the words of Leia.
What, Gary? You went to Gary?
Yeah.
Why is he your only hope?
Well, because I couldn't get in any of the lounges because they're all sold out. Fair enough. I'm not going to take someone's place, so I'm not going to, I'm very happy to. I would have been happy to miss the game, but I thought, well, I'm not going
to. You would have been really happy to miss it.
No, but I would if it was sold out. I would have been like, okay, that's fine. There's nothing I can do about that. In the end, it turns out 100 got put on sale the night before the game, so I was like gutted because I wouldn't have wanted to use I would have happily paid for a ticket. But yeah, so I texted him and he said, oh yeah, got one left.
You text Gary?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it wasn't, it's not like we text every day, like, oh, how's your day been? Da, da, da. Can't wait to see you tonight for dinner, that kind of crap. But it just sort of like.
I wish you did.
Can you imagine? He came up to sit with doing
can't
a long
wait
distance.
To see you tonight for dinner.
Doing a long distance relationship.
No, I can't wait either, John.
What's for tea, sort of thing. that kind of stuff.
Nuggets. Oh, it's always nuggets, John.
Turkey dinosaurs, that kind of stuff.
You make them then. No, I don't mind your nuggets. Turkey dinosaurs.
Turkey dinosaurs, yeah. Aren't they still knocking about? They've still got to be knocking about, haven't they? Well, Gary, if you do want me to cook you anything at any point in return for the tickets.
Yeah.
Or tickets, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was forever thankful for that little gesture because I would have could have missed potentially a bit very big bit of Exeter City history, but I didn't, and that was that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, bugger. If I hear concentrate on the league again, fucking hell.
Well, we've got the FA, we can't concentrate on the league, we've got the FA Cup.
My God. I really want to win that game on Saturday.
How come?
It's the FA Cup.
So?
What do you mean so?
I'm not asked about the FA Cup, I'm not going to lie to you.
What do you mean you're not asked?
I'd happily bow out of that one. Play a weak side, then we can focus on the league.
Why don't you want the FA Cup? Why don't you want a big side?
But I want a big side, but we've got to win this game and then another one. On top of all the injuries we've already getting again...
Oh, should we just pack up and go home then?
Yeah, might as well.
Bloody hell, what a way to look at the season.
Well, no, but would you rather have a... Because it's too many fixtures. We don't have a big enough squad.
Well, why are we playing the game? Just do it, give them a bye.
You have to play the game.
Who says?
The rules say. Look, I want to win. I want to win as much as the next.
No, you don't. Because no, I'm the next guy.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I took again these last two games, Middlesbrough and Wigan on Saturday. Free hits. So long as we play well, free hits.
No, I had a little moment against Middlesbrough where I was just imagining seeing Bruno Fernandes just there, just looking at him.
Yeah, well, Middlesbrough had some bloody good players of their own.
Now let's talk. Do you know that Morgan Rogers up front? He doesn't even fucking play.
Yeah, I know.
They said, "Oh, he's just about to break into the." What do you mean he's just about to break in? He's the best player on the pitch.
He was unbelievable.
By a country mile.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say he was the best player on the pitch by a country. He was the best player on the pitch. But the player, the little fella they had off the left who scored their second goal, superb little player. Can't remember his name.
And they had another guy called Hackney or something, number seven.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But they had a number four, the one who played in defensive mid for them, Tom Barlasser. Super little player. They got a really good squad. And on top of that, I've got a really good gaffer who is making them play. They played some unbelievable football, didn't they? At one point, their right back did a little roulette down the byline, and I was thinking, okay,
was a good player.
This is a level above even, you know, these are top championship side that have not had results go for them recently, but they'll be up there in the round come the end of the season, 100%. They were better than Luton.
Yeah.
Miles better than Luton.
Yeah, they were.
So it just goes to show, doesn't it? But
I want Morgan Rogers, time he had on the ball.
If he's not playing at Middlesbrough, we'll have him. Come down. Come have a little bit of a loan. Imagine him, Trevitt and Carroll. You'd win every game. But despite how good they were, I thought we showed really good character to stay in the game.
Yeah, we were lovely.
Trevitt was... What did you think of Trevitt's goals?
What do you think?
What did you... When the first one went in, what was your reaction?
Yeah, didn't surprise me.
Wow.
He's a wonderful brother.
He's
so good that he did that.
I'm not trying to take away from his wonderful brother status. I know as well as you know that, you know, he's a wonderful brother. But even I was surprised because the technique was unbelievable.
Oh, so good.
The second one, I think, takes a little bit of a deflection, but still did well to get himself into that position.
Well, even thinking to have a pop.
Yeah, it's something we've been missing for a few weeks, isn't it? Just turn and have a bloody go.
When we were 1-0 up, I think it was 1-0 at half time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I said to Chris, let's just get two.
You know what? That is a tactical mastermind there. That is. I don't think anyone else in the stadium thought of that, so that's fair
but
enough.
But you know what I mean? You sit there going, oh, we're 1-0 up. Oh, let's hold on. No, let's not hold on. Let's get two. So they then have to get three.
Well,
which they did.
My biggest problem with the game was we needed to hold. We conceded in the 47th minute. So that's a minute and a half into the second half. And you pegged back.
Their two goals.
Yeah, the first one was something.
Well, the second one as well was better than from my angle. I didn't realise how good it was.
Yeah, it was. It's a good strike. That Morgan Rogers won it. I just sat there and thought.
Sprinkle Morgan Rogers all over me.
Whatever that means.
If you please. He's so good.
Oh, he's great. He's a great little player. He was the best
straight
down the pitch.
Away, he did a little back heel in the first 2 minutes. I was like, oh, what's he about?
Yeah, he had a cool haircut as well.
Is he from Man City, did you say?
Yeah, he's not at Man City anymore. He's permanently at Middlesbrough, but he was at Man City last season in their academy, I think.
Was he?
Think so. Let's actually have a little look. Let's have a little look. See Morgan Rogers. But yeah, no, he was a
big old beast. Fantastic feat.
Yeah, he was just irritating. It's one of those players you think you can't have it all, mate. You can't have it all. It's not fair.
Yeah, he can. He's 21.
Yeah, so he was a. So he was at Man City. Oh yeah, no, yeah, he was at Man City last season. He was on loan at Bournemouth in the Championship.
How is he not going to be in the... He's obviously going to be in the Prem. Surely.
Yeah, at some point or another, I would imagine. I dread to think how much money he's on a bloody week. I'll tell you that for free.
How much?
I don't know. I just dread to think.
Well, don't dread to think. Think.
Okay. Well, I reckon he's probably on about 20 something a week, I would imagine.
21 years old.
Yeah, 21. He is
20 something a week.
Younger than me.
Younger than you.
He's younger than me.
Has he got a pod though?
No, no, he doesn't.
Oh well, we're out.
We're out the cup.
And do you know what? Do you see who we would have been playing if we'd gone through?
No,
Port Vale.
So we could have got to the semi final.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's life. So I would have loved to have seen what would happen in penalties. I think penalties would have been a fair, silly pen to give away. Actually, bit of
that
a silly
was Ryan
one.
Trevitt.
Yeah,
I didn't realise.
You know, you can't always be the hero.
No, no. Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
we're out. But like, what a run! And it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted. But do you know what I want to do? I want to batter Wigan's butts. Because we were all over them in the league, and I want to go, hey.
They lost on whatever we played Tuesday night to Charlton. 3-2. So
they're what, in the league?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they?
Yeah. Although Charlton battered us as well, so.
Yeah, it's such a weird bloody league.
It is a weird league. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't get it at all.
For the first time in my footballing viewing years, the league is literally, and it's such a cliche, like, oh, anybody could beat anyone, blah, blah, blah. But this year it really feels like everybody's crap, so everybody's like up for grabs.
Mm.
Oh, there hasn't been a team, bar...
Portsmouth.
No, even Portsmouth, we should have got a point out of it. Piers Sweeney missed his header at the back post. There hasn't been a team that we've played where I've gone, maybe bar Derby, okay, yeah, your level's above us on your day. Your level's above us.
If you were listening to this pod, if you're just a neutral, what would you want from us?
What, as in insight?
What do you want to hear?
I saw you got into a little bit of not Twitter beef, but into a little Twitter
beef
scuffle with a Lincoln fan who said, well, he was quoting us and he said they were terrible, which, by the way, they are. They are terrible, and I'll stand by that.
He knows. He said, oh, we're going to be ahead of you. He knows they were not very good. He knows.
Not a chance. And they were that... We'd just lost, at that point, six in a row, and they were only 4 points, 5 points ahead of us.
All right, let it go, John.
No, I won't let it go, actually.
No. All right, go on then. Go for it.
I think we'll finish above them. I hope we finish above them.
Yeah, of course we will. We're not going to just finish above them. We're going to finish in the playoffs.
We're going to be in the championship next season, and I don't care what anybody says, to be honest.
Why have you changed your...
I don't know. It changes every day. Why do we keep getting injuries? I hate the fact that we keep getting injuries.
You used to have the handbrake on. I sort of don't believe you.
No, yeah. I mean, I had the handbrake on in League 2, didn't I? I sort of let it go a little bit in League 1 because it was sort of...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You said we'll finish about 17th.
And then where did we finish?
And I'm happy with that.
And where did we finish?
And I'd like that for the next decade.
And where did we finish?
Where?
17th.
No, 16th. I'm talking about this season.
Oh, no. I didn't say that this season. I said 13th, mid-table-ish.
So you look forward to that on the pod for the last 3 months of this season.
To be honest, if anybody's listening, there's no point coming back. Just come back, listen to the last one, and we'll be in the same spot probably.
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely gag.
Out the cup. You what? What were you going to say there?
I'm just gagging for a win. I'm gagging.
I think we all are, aren't we, at this point?
By the way, you said you spoke to Gary after the Middlesbrough game.
Yeah. Yep.
Where?
In the boardroom.
The boardroom?
Yeah, had a beer with my brother and Taggy and sat down, chilled out.
What, on like a sofa?
No, it's more like a round table.
You sat on a table?
Not on it. You know, on chairs around it. Yeah, me, my brother and Taggy were all sat under the table. No, I wasn't in the boardroom for any of the game or anything like that. I wasn't in hospitality or anything, but my brother was, and I.
Good having your brother there, isn't it?
Yeah, he's all right.
Pulling some levers.
We were going to just go, and then you know staff came up and we started talking, and then we left. It wasn't very long. We weren't there for a long period of time, but. It was lovely. Lovely to speak to him. Lovely to catch up. Wanted to thank
you. I just keep picturing you, Julian Tagg, and your brother under a table.
Yeah.
Whispering.
It's a tight squeeze.
So you saw Gary?
Yeah, I saw Gary.
How was he?
I think it's a difficult one. Because you could understand, like, in the heat of the moment after the game, you could understand sort of frustrations. I don't think he was, you know, wasn't angry or this, that,
no,
the other.
Just,
but
I guess as we all
just
are.
Like, frustrating.
Yeah, because it could have gone... When we got the second goal, I thought, hello.
Yeah.
And then we had a little 5 minutes where we were kind of... We had some good opportunities. Jules headed over.
Yeah, I'll say what I said to him. And all I said was...
Okay, I'll pretend to be Gary. So if I was Gary, this is how I would have responded.
Okay, I said, all that mattered tonight, in my opinion. And I said, in my opinion, because obviously he's entitled to his own opinion. I went, good performance, that's all we wanted. That would be the biggest positive for me, and I think we gave that to the closest we could possibly do that with the squad we had out, etc., etc. So yeah.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for that. What are you making for me on Thursday evening?
Turkey dinosaurs. No, it's not turkey dinosaurs this week. I think I've got the ingredients just coming. I think I'm making a casserole.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know where to start with a bloody casserole, so I don't know why I've said that. What is a casserole?
Oh,
I think we need to bring it to life.
I love cup nights under the lights.
Cup nights under the lights, yeah.
Oh.
Well, we might get a few more if we get into the... Oh, no, the FA Cup will all be Saturdays, won't it? Oh, well, who cares? Not me. I'm not bothered at all. I'm not. I'm really not. It hasn't affected not me at all in any way. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to what's it called? We need to try and get this cooking show with me and Gary Caldwell to come to life. It's actually all I can think about now. We both go head to head in a cooking program where he eats.
What channel's gonna commission this?
No, My New Football Club production.
Right.
Get in someone's kitchen. Someone will have a kitchen spare, knocking about. And the judge can be LaToya because she's a professional. Oh, it's all worked out. This is perfect. Excellent stuff.
Okay.
There we go. Gary, I challenge you to a cook-off.
I'm going to have a look at the league.
Okay.
Just before we leave.
Well, we haven't got a league game for a week.
Okay, I won't bother.
No, go on. Have a look.
Nah, nah.
Yeah, okay, bothers. I'll have a look then. If you're not going to have a look, you're going to be lazy about it.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you where we are?
18th? 17th.
We are.
Do you know what I do? Every time I go, you win your next three. Now tell me where we are. So if we won our next three games, we've got 26 points. If we won our next three games, we had 26 points. I reckon we'd be around about 8th or 9th.
No. I reckon we'd be 11th for 26 points in 3 weeks' time. Because, look, Lincoln and Blackpool are on 24, 22 already. They aren't going to lose every game.
All right. Okay.
We need to win every game from now to the end of the season. We've already lost 8 this season.
Doesn't matter.
Well, Portsmouth haven't lost a single game. How have they not lost a game?
If you look back at last league one, so I think one of them lost 12 or 13 in the playoffs.
So that means we can only lose 4 more.
Listen. Yes. When I first joined this club, they went 16 games without losing. And we can do it again.
I really hope we can, but...
Yes, we can. Flipping hell.
How are Burton above us? The yellow team. Wickham, 10th. Beat them 3-0 on the opening day of the season.
We're fine. Look... We are absolutely fine. We're fine. We're 9 points behind 6th. That's all. 9. You go on a good run, you have a good month, you're up there. Just start believing, please.
9 points behind six.
Please, sorry. Start believing.
Sorry, yeah.
I do it on FIFA every time I do a career mode.
Oh yeah, this is applicable to real life.
I go on a super run after Christmas, and
yeah, because you change
the
difficulty down.
No, I don't. I have people come back from injuries. We get some people in January.
But wait, this is the problem. We're not having people come back from injuries. We're having more people go out injured.
Right, everyone. Thank you so much for...
Is that how we're going to end it, is it? The depressing look at the League One table.
No, I'm not depressed.
No, speak for yourself.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's really... I'm not getting sucked into it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not... That's what he said. I'm not getting sucked into
all
it.
All right, let's not beat around the bloody bush here. We have to win on Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. Fleetwood. We have to beat Fleetwood. There's no excuses.
And we will. Peterborough. Yes,
no,
we'll beat them.
No. We won't beat
what?
Oh,
they're bloody spineless. Did you not see him in the playoffs? playoff, whatever, semis.
Oh, we've got a really tough month.
Port Vale, bang. Get rid of them. Stevenage, bang.
Bolton
Cambridge,
away.
Bang. Oh. Unbeaten. We will be unbeaten from now till Christmas.
What, including the FA Cup or not including the FA Cup?
Including it, you heard it here first.
From now till Christmas, you think we're going to go unbeaten? So we've got to win 1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry, not losing. 1, 2, 3. Forget the Papa John's trophy. That's not even real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, no. Christmas. 10 games.
Yeah.
In 10 games, how many points do we get? So the 26th
right,
of December
Wigan.
Is Wigan.
We're beating Wigan.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count as any points.
Fleetwood. We're beating them 2-1.
So 3.
Yeah. Peterborough. We're beating them. No, we're drawing 1-1.
Okay, so 4 points.
Swindon. Oh. We're beating them 3-0.
That's a cup game, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Bolton Wanderers. We're going to beat them 1-0.
So 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 points.
Yeah. Shrewsbury. 2-1.
8, 9, 10 points.
Port Vale. 1-1.
11 points.
Stevenage, 0-0.
12 points.
Cambridge, 2-0.
I mean, were we on 12 points? 15 points.
And Wickham Wanderers. And Wickham... Oh, that's not Christmas. So there you go, 12 points.
No, we'll do Wickham, because that's Boxing Day.
Okay, Wickham Wanderers, we will beat them. Well, we'll just beat them. 1-0, 2-0, we'll just beat them. So what are we on?
18 points.
So where would we be in the league?
Well, we're top at the moment, I would presume.
So we'd have 35 points. We'd
be
in the playoffs.
Which wouldn't even put us top of the league now.
No, but we'd be in the playoffs. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. We're in the playoffs at Christmas.
Okay. That'd be a lovely Christmas present, actually. Lovely. Thank you.
Oh, now we can relax.
Yeah. Oh, now that we know the timeline, that's all I bloody wanted, to be honest.
And we relax.
Yeah. Breathe a sigh of relief. No. Okay.
There we go.
Playoffs by Christmas.
Can you? If we were in the playoffs, oh whatever.
If we're in the playoffs at Christmas, I'll punch you.
You'll punch me. Lovely. Lovely. Okay.
Live on the pod through the screen. Right.
Right.
See you on Saturday, because I'll be there. And
do you know what? Whenever we finish a pod, I think about the next pod and go, I wonder if we'll be in a good mood because we've just had a great victory.
Yeah, we will be. Yeah, we will. I'm sure we will be.
Oh, I think so. No, I do.
You do. You know when you can't even convince yourself about something?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm just... I'm a brick wall here.
You can't even convince yourself that we're going to be in a good place.
I can!
Yeah, you don't even sound convincing to yourself.
We started scoring. Do you know what? Those two goals from Trevitt on Tuesday were so important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah, and the one on Saturday as well.
Yeah, so important, those goals. Do you know why?
Come on, elaborate.
Confidence.
C-O-N. I'm not going to spell it because I'll probably get it wrong. Confidence.
You shoot, you have the potential of scoring.
That is a really, wow, that's a powerful message. I hope they're listening to this. If you shoot,
stick that on the big flag.
Swap it out. Swap the.
You have the potential of scoring.
Imagine that. We'd be shooting from everywhere, wouldn't we?
Also, get Yannick Wildschut on the pitch. Give him some minutes, because I'll tell you what, that guy's got some sparks up his arse.
If you do, Yannick, that's some serious medical condition. You should probably go get that checked out.
No, he can make things happen, that bloke.
Oh, he can.
Get him on the pitch.
He can. Get him on. Get him on. Yeah, there you go. Sparks up his arse.
Cheers, everyone.
Yeah, cheers for listening. Sorry that the...
Come on, Exeter!
You know. Come on. Come on, Exeter.
Come on!
Saturday.
You know.
Through to the second round of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Wallop.
Come on, Exeter! Come on, Exeter! Also, get Yannick Wildschut on the pitch. Give him some minutes, because I'll tell you what, that guy's got some sparks up his arse.